do I reconcile Matthew 28:20 in my charismatic church? It's someone who's a Bible believer but doesn't have a Bible believing church nearby, and they attend a charismatic church and have enjoyed fellowship and all that, but the doctrine's terrible. And Matthew 28:20 says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Now, it really just comes down to rightly dividing the word of truth. Charismatics just point blank refuse to obey the admonition of 2 Timothy 2:15 to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So let's just see what Jesus said. He said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And what did he command that charismatic person or the people in that charismatic church? See, a lot of what Jesus commanded was directly toward disciples living in 28, 29, 30 AD. He was crucified Nisan 1430 AD. A lot of those commandments are not for everybody. They were specific for a particular purpose. So you find all those and push those off to the side, and you realize they're no more meant for you than they are for the commandment to build an ark to Noah. And that's how simple it really is most of the time when it comes to these things. But then they ignore this one. Jesus in John 16:13 said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost that these charismatics love to make a big deal about and ignore." Again, John 16:13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself," like the charismatics are always talking about the Holy Ghost and saying the Holy Ghost gives him those words. No, he doesn't talk about himself. It says, "But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Now, what did the Holy Spirit guide us with? The rest of the New Testament, the book of Acts, the epistles and the Revelation. And you can see the transition from law to grace in the book of Acts. And then you see that God gave us a whole set of epistles in the book of Revelation beyond the gospel and Acts. And 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Not just the red letters in your red letter Bibles, not just the Gospels. All scripture is to be taken into consideration, and then you're to put it in its proper place. And Peter talks about this in 2 Peter 3:16. It's good to remember 2 Timothy 3:16 is about scripture. 2 Peter 3:16 says, as also in all his epistles, talking about Paul, "Speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction." That's exactly what Peter's talking about, the charismatics of his day. A lot of them were Gnostics, and they would take the verses out of their context, rest them to their own destruction. And that's what the charismatics do. For example, a lot of charismatics say it's God's will to heal everyone. We have one prime example and many others references that go with this, but we're told in 2 Timothy 4:20 that Paul no longer had the gift of healing as he had demonstrated in the book of Acts. Why? Because the book of Acts is a transition. By the time Paul comes to the end of his life, the Acts transition is complete. Paul is about to die, and he no longer has that gift. In 2 Timothy 4:20, it says he left Trophimus. He says, "Have I left at Miletum sick?" God chose not to heal Trophimus, and Paul no longer had that gift of healing. And if these charismatics had it, they would go to the children's hospital, point one, the burn unit, then go to the rest of the children's hospital, and then find other hospitals to go to, but they don't. They only go to the big places where they can rake in the bucks. so forth and so on when it comes to this, rightly dividing, and that's really what it comes down to. Jesus told his followers to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and that includes to follow the Holy Ghost when he leads us into all truth, which is the epistles and the revelation, and the additional teachings of the New Testament found in those books that refute the charismatic heresies. And if all of our charismatic friends abandon us, well, we still have Bible-believing friends. And then Jesus ends his comment, Matthew 28:20, saying, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. So you still have Jesus. So it might come down to it, no matter who's listening to this, whether it's a charismatic church or not, if they will not stick to the Word of God and the King James Bible, and they will not rightly divide, you may have to make some tough choices, but you've always got other Bible believers. Thankfully, God's left a few here, and you'll always have Jesus.